Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME and Dawn, D-A-W-N, Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Dawn Carlson is a 56-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7-24-22 period. She was holding a 12-pack of soda whose contents fell out while putting it back on the shelf. This was done in an underhanded fashion and involved a stack of sodas. Period. She believes she injured her left arm and didn't go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She is no longer receiving any active care. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Carlson was seen at the emergency room on 7-24-22. Period, she stated, she complained of left shoulder and arm pain, status post carrying a case of soda, and it slipped out of her hand. Period, when she reached to get the case, as it was falling, she developed acute sharp pain in her left arm. Period, she was examined, including x-rays of the shoulder and humerus. Period. These found a displaced oblique fracture through the mid-humeral diaphysis with additional non-displaced fracture lucency extending along the proximal humeral diaphysis. Period. There was no evidence of acute osseous abnormality pertaining to the shoulder girdle. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Carlson was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Duran, D-O-R-A-N, beginning 7-26-22. Period. He noted she was placed in a left arm splint and sling at the emergency room. Period. She had a history of emphysema, COPD, anxiety disorder, and irritable bowel syndrome. Period. He repeated x-rays that showed no significant varus or valgus deformity or anterior-posterior deformity or shortening of the fracture site. Period. It was in acceptable alignment. Period. Overall, this was an acute, appropriately aligned left humeral shaft fracture. Period. They were going to attempt to treat her fracture conservatively. Period. She continued to see him over the next several months. Period. On 11-18-22, she presented to the emergency room again, and underwent repeat x-rays on 11-10-22. Period. Chest x-ray on that day showed no active pulmonary disease or significant interval change compared to a study of 2-3-21. Period. New paragraph. On 11-18-22, Dr. Duran performed open reduction internal fixation of left humeral shaft as well as bone grafting. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was left humeral shaft fracture non-union. Period. She again was monitored postoperatively with serial x-rays. Period. She also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. At her final visit with Dr. Duran on 5-8-23. Make that 7-11-23. She had returned to work full duty and denied any significant issues. Period. She does have some burning over the scar at times that is worse with sleeping. Appears she is working well without any issues. Period. Unfortunately, she continued to smoke and was working on some home exercises. Period. Last set of x-rays revealed left humerus showed status post ORIF with plate and screw fixation with intact hardware and well-aligned fracture with healed cortices. CORTICES. Period. She was doing very well and had good activity tolerance. Period. He then discharged her from care at maximum medical improvement with no significant activity restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a healed linear scar measuring 7 inches on the lateral aspect of the left humerus. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She had crepitus at the left shoulder. Period. Abduction and flexion were to 160 and 165 degrees, respectively. Period. Internal rotation was to 75 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive rear impingement maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of those are normal. Spine, cervical. There was mild tenderness to the lateral aspect of the left clavicle, but there was none on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. And then thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 7/24/22, Dawn Carlson injured her left arm when trying to prevent soda from falling off of a shelf. Period. She was seen at the emergency room and found to have a fracture of the mid-humeral diaphysis. Period. She was placed in a splint and sling and then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Dolan. Period. He initially treated her with conservative measures. Period. Unfortunately, she developed a non-union, so went on to have surgical interventions cited above. Period. She did well postoperatively with serial x-rays demonstrating full healing of the fracture. Period. She ultimately was discharged from care to full duty. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder with no associated weakness or instability. Period. There was crepitus noted at the left shoulder. Period. She continues to work for the insured. Period. I will offer 7.5% to 10% permanent partial total disability at the left shoulder/upper arm. Period. End.